You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's time for our first sports talk of the new year, and we have so much to talk about as we say hello and happy new year to Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Happy 2018.
And to you.
And not a happy new year for the Lions and former coach Jim Caldwell. Safe to say this firing was no surprise.
I think you and I said this last week, and I've been calling it for a while. A very likable guy by all accounts. The players love the man. The Ford family, not a small thing, of course, in this case, loves the guy.
And the photo of Martha Ford
absolutely.
Giving him a hug before
absolutely.
The game Sunday.
And that's throughout the Ford family, I believe.
Yes.
He's a genuinely decent guy. However, he did not succeed at the Indianapolis Colts. He did not succeed at his previous stop, coaching for Wake Forest in the college ranks. And he failed at Detroit with a fair amount of talent Detroit now has. Nice guy. I didn't see any real coaching. He just had the headset on, but like Hoke, he didn't call any plays. He had no input. I never saw his lips move. So I'm not sure exactly what he was coaching. So he's a nice guy who did not finish first.
And he made it clear when he was hired. I remember that introductory press conference. I'm here to win championships.
Okay.
Never
well, then,
happened.
Fair enough, by that standard. Then.
Do you feel at all it was the cards he was dealt with in terms of who was on the team and level of talent?
This is not a Super Bowl title talent bunch. I'll say that. However, it is a playoff bunch. It is a you can win a weak division bunch. And they never came all that close to any of those things. So they underperformed. And you're paying Matt Stafford, the quarterback, the biggest salary in the NFL by far, it turns out. And he's not a top five quarterback, but he is quite good. You better get more out of him than that. And talented players are not playing at their best. So time for a change. And Bob Quinn, who will make that call, freshman from the New England Patriots, by far the most dominant team in the NFL the last 17 or so years. He's going to have some very good choices, and he's going to make one. So for the first time in decades, maybe ever, Detroit is most likely going to have a very serious coach.
Really? Now, we were hearing that maybe a couple of the top two contenders are both from the Patriots.
No surprise.
Offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels and defensive coordinator Matt Patricia. But any thoughts one way or the other, or even within the Lions organization? I'm seeing defensive coordinator Terrell Austin's name kicked around, or offensive coordinator Jim Bob Cooter.
Those guys have both at various times done good jobs. They'll get interviews. And then it's up to Bob Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
I am confident of this, that Bob Quinn will get the person that he wants short of Bill Belichick, the head coach of the Patriots. I think he's got the pull. The Ford family gets a bad rap on this one. They've always written the checks. They've always put their money where their mouth is. They, like Ilitch, they want to win titles. And they've failed to do so, but not through lack of effort or commitment.
But if he brings in a coach and it doesn't happen.
That's him.
That's on Bob Quinn.
Absolutely. And any GM knows this. If you're the athletic director, you bring in a football coach, doesn't win, that's your coach.
How long should this new coach get to?
You need at least 4 years.
Wow.
So which, by the way, no one has any patience for anymore.
No, they don't.
But that's me saying.
Over to the bowl games, and we are going to start with Michigan. That old saying holds true, clutching defeat from the jaws of victory in the Outback Bowl. I mean, blowing a 16-point lead in the third to wind up losing to South Carolina and ruining the Big Ten's perfect bowl record.
Big Ten was 7-0 in the bowl games, an incredible record. Going to go 8-0, which has not been done in the modern era, if you will. And Michigan, of all the teams, fell short. And this is a team they should have beaten. They were favored heavily to beat South Carolina. Not that great a team. And South Carolina was not that great. Michigan, the second half, was a disaster.
Back in August, at the start of the season, would you have figured this team to kind of have this 8-5 season and kind of go down in flames in the bowl game this way?
I saw them at 9 or 10 wins, so not a great year. Supposed to be probably a slight step back from the year before. But look, they gave away two. Michigan State, they gave away on play calling, and South Carolina, they gave away on play calling, and five turnovers in the second half. You can't do that in a game and win, let alone second half and win. So these two games are giveaways. If you don't do that, you're 10-3 again for the third year. That's coaching.
So who and what needs to shoulder the blame for this disappointing season and this bowl disaster?
At the end of the day, it always falls on the head coach, fairly or not, but there it is. Now, the defense was as good as the offense was disorganized, unfocused. You've got too many cooks in this kitchen, in my opinion. You've got the offensive coordinator, Tim Drevno, who did very well with Harbaugh in previous stops. You've got Pep Hamilton, who's also deeply involved in the offense. You've
both
got
making $1 million.
Exactly right. To be assistant coaches, mm-hmm. let's note.
Mm-hmm.
That has got to get reorganized. The chain of command is not clear. That's how you end up with a tight end getting the ball in a crucial short yard situation and fumbling the ball before he even gets to the line because it's not his job. So wrong personnel were in there. Call a timeout. This is game 13. Look, here's what it boils down to. I said last year about D'Antonio, everyone's saying the sky's falling in East Lansing. He's done, blah, 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 blah. No, he's not. And you and I said this. I said, get back to basics. Forget the 4 and 5-star players. Block and tackle. You'll be fine. He's even better than I expected, frankly, at 10-3. Harbaugh has not forgotten how to coach. Go back to what you did the previous 14 seasons. He's not had a bad year until this year, honestly. So go back to what you're doing there. Remember who you are. Bring back the fire, and they'll be fine.
And we certainly saw that happen in East Lansing, and certainly a great way for
ending. Blocking and tackling, man.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Michigan State. How does it get to that next level? What should it be?
This is where it gets tough for Michigan State, because his whole MO, D'Antonio's, is you get 2 and 3-star players, underrated players. You keep them for 4 or 5 years. You coach the hell out of them. Mm-hmm. And by year 3, 4, 5, these guys are Big Ten contender teams.
And it's a young team. There's a lot of kids on
this team. It's a very young team. And you got a great quarterback, in my opinion. Good quarterback, going to be a great quarterback, I think. But that does not bring you to the Ohio State level. It does not bring you to the Final Four level. When they're in the Final Four and you play Alabama, you get swamped 38-0. So I'm not sure if that formula can win you a national title. I'm not sure if the modern fan can accept that, which to me is crazy. I mean, Bo Schembechler never won a national title. He's still beloved in Ann Arbor and should be, in my opinion, of course. I'm biased on that one.
Yeah.
But likewise, D'Antonio, it's not a failure to get the Final Four and lose, I don't think. So if he keeps on rallying off 9-10 win seasons, he's doing a damn good job.
Taking the lessons from this past season and these bowl games with one win and one loss for these teams, what do you think each coach should be doing in this offseason to get their teams ready for 2018?
This one is simple. Go. D'Antonio, keep doing what you're doing this year and not last year. And Harbaugh can get back to what you're doing the previous 2 years and not this past year. So fundamentals, man. Bo in 84 went 6-6. It's the only non-winning season he ever had. And he went to some clinic and saw some hotshot young coach talking about some fancy new offense. And Bo's thinking, wow, the game has really passed me by. And then someone asked a question in the audience. Said, well, if that's such a great offense, how come you were, 6-5 last year? He said, oh, that's easy. We didn't block very well. And Bo said, hot damn, I am back in business because we are going to block well. And, man, no matter how fancy all this stuff gets, give me blocking and tackling. Hang on to the football. You win football games.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubank. And thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Cindy.